If you get into a fender bender today, the person deciding your claim payout might be, well, relying on a computer system built before you were even born.
Yeah, which is kind of terrifying when you really think about it.
Right. I mean, there is this massive invisible engine running quietly in the background of the modern world. Every time you drive your car, or, a cargo ship crosses the ocean, or a new business opens its doors, there's a complex web of risk and protection being calculated.
Exactly.
And you probably don't spend a lot of time thinking about the global property and casualty insurance industry, but the truth is, the entire global economy relies on it to function. And right now, that industry is just drowning in decades of its own disconnected data.
It really is. The friction between, like, a modern digital customer who expects an instant payout on their phone and an insurer's back-end system from 1998, it's creating a literal mission-critical business crisis.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we tend to think of data problems as, minor technical annoyances, like a slow-loading screen or dropped Wi-Fi signal. But in the property and casualty space, or P&C, data is the actual product.
Right, it's everything.
Exactly. When an insurer's underwriting decisions, their claim settlements, their pricing models, when all of that depends on accurate historical information and that info is trapped in these disconnected, antiquated silos, they don't just get a slow loading screen. I mean, they bleed money.
Wow.
Yeah, they fail regulatory audits, they miscalculate risk on a catastrophic scale.
Okay, let's unpack this because our source material today sheds a lot of light on exactly how the industry is trying to dig its way out of this massive hole. We're looking at a comprehensive 2025 guide, and it's titled Guidewire Data Hub: Smarter Data Management by Krishna Venike.
It's a great breakdown.
It really is. And the mission for this deep dive is to decode what this Guidewire Data Hub actually is, why it solves such an expensive bottleneck for global insurers, and most importantly for you listening, how it's quietly creating a highly lucrative tech gold rush.
Particularly for professionals in India.
Yes, exactly. So the source paints a picture of an industry that is, frankly, struggling with its own memory.
Yeah, the fragmentation is severe. I mean, in a typical legacy environment, running a single regulatory report might take weeks instead of minutes.
Weeks just for one report.
Weeks. Because a carrier usually doesn't have just one software system. They have dozens. They might have acquired a smaller insurance company back in 2005 and just inherited their claim system.
Oh, I see.
Right? And then they might have a billing system they built in-house in 2010. Those systems do not naturally speak to one another.
So if I buy a homeowner's policy in 2015, my billing profile is stuck in one silo. But if I file a claim for, like, roof damage in 2024, that claim gets processed in a completely different vendor's software. It's
Exactly.
basically a chaotic group project where everyone is speaking a different language and no one is sharing their notes.
That is the perfect way to describe it.
So according to the Guidewire Data Hub steps in to act as the ultimate translator and vault combined. It's categorized as an operational data store or an ODS.
Right, an operational data store engineered specifically for the complexities of P&C insurance. Its primary function is to collect the data from that massive patchwork of systems.
Policy administration, claims, billing, all of it.
Yeah, and even external third-party sources. It takes all of that and then unifies, cleanses, and standardizes it into a single, highly reliable repository. It basically creates one indisputable source of truth across the entire enterprise.
Okay, but I mean, I hear the word decoupling thrown around in tech constantly, and it usually sounds great in theory.
Sure.
But practically, if the downstream reporting tools still require a specific format, and the upstream legacy system is just outputting total gibberish, isn't the Data Hub just taking on the massive burden of translating all that gibberish?
Yeah.
Like, how does putting a middleman in there actually save any time? It just seems like you're moving the traffic jam from the off-ramp right into the middle of the highway.
What's fascinating here is how Guidewire bypasses that exact problem.
Yeah.
It avoids becoming a traffic jam because it leverages pre-built integrations with Guidewire's own core suite of applications.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, part of what they call Insurance Suite. This includes their primary software products, Policy Center, Claim Center, Billing Center, and Contact Manager. The Data Hub already inherently knows the complex data structures of these core systems.
So it's not guessing.
Right. When it pulls the data in, it immediately normalizes it. It automatically deduplicates the contacts and establishes this perfect, unified view of a customer.
Meaning the people reading the data are totally insulated from the system's creating the data.
Exactly. So if an insurer decides to upgrade their entire Policy Center to a brand new version next year, or, you know, they completely swap out a legacy vendor, none of the downstream financial reports break.
Because they aren't directly connected to it anymore.
Yes. Those reports aren't plugged into the volatile claim system directly. They are securely plugged into the data hub. The data hub just absorbs the structural shock of the upgrade and keeps feeding the reporting tools the exact same standardized format they expect.
Wow. Okay. So no matter what chaos is happening in the individual applications, the data hub provides a stable, formatted version. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. It's incredibly efficient.
But tracing how a single piece of data actually moves through this architecture, it reveals it's less like a simple folder and more like, I don't know, a high-tech manufacturing plant.
That's something.
The guide breaks this down into specific architectural layers. We've got ingestion, transformation, storage, access, analytics, and a security and compliance layer.
Right. So the architecture manages the flow through a very deliberate lifecycle. It starts with collection. The ingestion layer extracts raw data from all those core systems and external feeds. Then it moves into transformation, which is really where the heaviest lifting occurs.
Yeah.
I mean, this involves running cleansing scripts, standardizing formatting, applying rigid business rules.
Like fixing typos and stuff?
Kind of. Say one legacy system calls a customer John Doe and another system calls him Jonathan Doe. The transformation layer relies on matching algorithms to figure out they are the same exact person and conforms them to the central data hub model.
Got it. And then comes enrichment, where the system might pull in third-party data like a credit score or local weather data from the day of a car crash to just fill in the blanks.
Exactly. Followed by consolidation, merging everything into that unified view.
Right.
And finally, consumption, where the downstream tools actually access it.
But looking at the storage layer in the source, I noticed something that feels a bit counterintuitive.
Oh.
Yeah. If the primary goal of this massive operation is to cleanse and standardize the information, the guide explicitly states that the storage layer holds onto the original messy raw data alongside the newly conformed data.
Right, the raw vault.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose? I mean, it feels like writing a beautifully polished final draft of a novel, but refusing to throw away the messy, coffee-stained original notes.
It sounds counterintuitive, yeah. Until you remember what industry we are talking about. Insurance is entirely based on historical liability and heavy, heavy regulation.
Audits.
Exactly. In India, for example, insurers have to answer to bodies like the IRDAI, the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India. When an auditor from a regulatory body comes knocking, or when an actuary is trying to reconstruct exactly what an underwriter knew on a specific Tuesday 3 years ago.
They can't just show them the polished draft.
No, they cannot legally rely on the polished draft.
They need the receipts. They need the legal proof of what the data looked like at the exact moment a financial decision was made.
Yes, they have to trace every single conformed record back to its exact origin. This concept is known as data lineage. Keeping both the raw, unaltered data and the conformed data basically enforces enterprise-wide trust.
So if there's a lawsuit or something.
Right. If there's ever a dispute about a multi-million dollar payout, the insurer can prove precisely where the data originated and the exact mathematical transformations it went through.
Okay, that makes sense. Pushing all that data around while maintaining perfect historical records, I mean, that isn't happening on a few simple spreadsheets.
No, definitely not.
The guide mentions the use of REST APIs and SOAP web services for connecting to ancient legacy systems. It details heavy-duty ETL pipelines, extract, transform, load.
Yep.
And I understand the concept there, right? You extract data from an old mainframe, transform a birth date from a 2-digit year to a 4-digit year, and load it into the new database. But then the source highlights a major shift toward event-driven streaming using Apache Kafka.
That is the game changer.
It feels fundamentally different from the traditional way large financial institutions operate.
It is a massive paradigm shift. I mean, historically, insurance data moved exclusively in batches. An underwriter or claims adjuster would input policies all day, and the centralized system would do absolutely nothing.
Just wait.
Then, at midnight, the servers would grind into gear, running a massive, resource-heavy batch process to copy all the day's transactions over to the database.
So if an analyst pulled a report at 4:00 p.m., they were looking at yesterday's reality.
Exactly. Apache Kafka eliminates that waiting entirely. It replaces the overnight batch with a continuous stream. So when a customer updates their address on a mobile app, or an adjuster uploads a photo of a crashed car, Kafka publishes that event instantly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the Data Hub subscribes to that stream and processes it in near real time.
But wait, pushing all that data through Kafka in real time creates an entirely new physical problem, doesn't it? A traditional on-premise server room in the basement of some insurance headquarters simply cannot handle those sudden, unpredictable spikes in compute power.
No, it would crash.
Right. Like, if a hurricane hits the coast, thousands of claims are going to flood that Kafka stream simultaneously.
Which is exactly what forces the entire industry to abandon those basement server rooms. The guide emphasizes this massive ongoing migration toward the Guidewire cloud platform. They are moving away from owning physical hardware and transitioning to a software as a service or SaaS model.
Okay, yeah.
To handle the scale and the unpredictable spikes you just mentioned, Guidewire Cloud utilizes modern containerization technologies like Kubernetes and Docker.
The practical implication of that is huge. I mean, moving to the cloud means these giant century-old insurance carriers can stop acting like IT infrastructure companies.
Or they aren't tech companies.
Exactly. They no longer have to worry about buying new hardware, provisioning servers, or cooling massive data centers. They can finally focus entirely on using the information they've been hoarding for decades.
And they utilize it through the analytics layer. The Data Hub feeds directly into InfoCenter, which is Guidewire's proprietary business intelligence warehouse. All of that perfectly clean, standardized, and rich data we've been discussing, it becomes instantly queryable for business analysts.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because data modernization in this context isn't just about safe storage or, you know, passing a regulatory audit. It's about giving insurance leaders real-time visibility to pivot their strategy before a risk escalates into a massive financial loss.
Yeah. Imagine an underwriter evaluating a commercial property policy for a coastal warehouse. In the past, they might pull a generic static flood map and look at last year's summarized claims.
Right.
Today, with Data Hub feeding real-time business intelligence dashboards, they can instantly see the exact concentration of risk the company already holds in that specific zip code.
Oh, that's powerful.
They can overlay that with real-time weather events and enrich it with third-party building material data.
Yeah.
They make a pricing decision based on the current reality, not a historical guess.
And the guide goes even further, pointing out that this clean data foundation is the absolute non-negotiable prerequisite for predictive analytics and generative AI.
Yes, 100%.
We hear so much hype about AI revolutionizing underwriting and fraud detection, but none of that software works if it's being fed garbage.
You cannot train a machine learning model on fragmented, contradictory data. The old tech adage, garbage in, garbage out, is magnified 1,000 times when you introduce AI.
For sure.
If a carrier wants to use generative AI to summarize complex legal claim documents or, you know, machine learning algorithms to flag fraudulent claims the second they are filed, they must have a system like Data Hub in place first to ensure the AI is learning from the objective truth.
Wow.
And this realization is causing a global wave of adoption. The source notes that Guidewire's customer base now exceeds 570 enterprise-level insurers across 43 countries.
That is 570 massive corporations all realizing simultaneously that they need to migrate to the cloud, overhaul their entire data infrastructure, and prepare for AI integration. The demand for people who actually know how to build this architecture must be astronomical. So what does this all mean for you listening? It means opportunity. This mass migration has created a highly specialized, incredibly lucrative IT gold rush. And the epicenter of this talent boom is India.
India has strategically positioned itself as the global delivery hub for these Guidewire programs. Every single time one of those 570 carriers decides to replace their legacy systems, it triggers a multi-year data work stream involving data conversion, conformance, reporting, analytics.
The massive...
And the supply professionals who understand both complex data engineering and the proprietary Guidewire ecosystem, it simply hasn't caught up to the skyrocketing demand.
So you have massive global system integrators and consulting firms like Accenture, Cognizant, Capgemini, Infosys, Wipro, TCS.
Yeah, and Deloitte, EY, PwC, LTI, Mindtree.
Right, all of them fighting over the same severely limited talent pool. They are aggressively hiring because every single one of their enterprise insurance clients is mandating these cloud migrations immediately. And they're paying a heavy premium to secure the talent.
They really are. The guide breaks down the compensation in lakhs per annum, which is the standard metric in the Indian corporate market. For context, 1 lakh is 100,000 rupees.
Okay.
For a fresher, someone straight out of university or with up to 2 years of experience, they can expect somewhere between 4 to 7 lakhs per annum.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, in the broader context of Indian IT, that is a highly competitive baseline. It places them well above generic entry-level software testing roles.
And it scales aggressively from there, depending on experience and specialization.
Right. Oh, hugely. Mid-level professionals with 3 to 5 years of experience jump to 8 to 15 lakhs per annum. Seniors at 6 to 10 years command 16 to 28 lakhs.
Wow.
And if someone reaches the level of a lead or data architect with a decade of experience, they're commanding 30 to 60 plus lakhs per annum. These premiums are heavily concentrated in major tech hubs, too, specifically Hyderabad, Bengaluru, Pune, and Chennai.
What I find fascinating is that this isn't just one monolithic job title. The guide clarifies the distinction between three very different career paths within this ecosystem. First, you have the data hub professional.
Right.
Their day-to-day involves writing complex SQL queries, building those ETL pipelines we discussed, and designing business intelligence dashboards. But then you have the Guidewire developer, which requires a completely different skill set.
Yeah, the Guidewire developer is focused on the core systems themselves, the Policy Center and Claim Center applications. They are writing in Gosu.
Gosu?
Yeah, Gosu, which is Guidewire's proprietary object-oriented programming language, structurally similar to Java.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working heavily in PCF, or page configuration format, which is the specific architecture Guidewire uses to build its user interfaces.
Okay, so that's the second path. The third path is the integration developer. That's the person writing the REST APIs, configuring the SoHeiPo web services, and working with the middleware to connect these Guidewire applications to external third-party services.
Like a credit scoring agency or a localized weather service.
Or even a drone inspection platform, yeah.
Exactly. These distinctions allow technology professionals to specialize based on how they prefer to solve problems. If you naturally think in tables and relationships, you go the data hub route.
Right.
If you prefer building the actual logic and interface of the application, you write Gosu as a developer. If you like untangling how different external systems talk to each other, you handle integrations.
That's a great way to frame it.
And across all three of these paths, possessing cloud-native skills, specifically Kubernetes and cloud platforms like AWS, it acts as a massive multiplier for your market value.
You also don't necessarily need a 4-year degree specific to insurance to break into this field, do you?
Not at all.
The source material notes that with focused, intense training, a tech professional with a basic background in SQL or database management can become job ready for a Guidewire Data Hub role in about 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, that's fast.
A 3 to 6 month window to enter a highly stable, extremely lucrative field where you possess incredible bargaining power. I mean, that is almost unheard of in modern tech.
It is rare, and it's driven entirely by the fundamental reality of the industry. Insurance is durable. Retiring these legacy data stores isn't a nice-to-have vanity project for carriers. It is a rigid survival mandate.
Yeah, adapt or die.
Right. When you hold a niche specialization like Guidewire Data Hub, you aren't just another generic coder in a massive applicant pool. You hold the keys to the vault. You are the one translating decades of corporate memory into actionable intelligence.
You are the ultimate translator. We started this exploration by looking at a really broken reality. Global insurers drowning in fragmented data, unable to see the big picture of their own liability. We explored how the Guidewire Data Hub steps in as a central nervous system, decoupling the old production systems from the new reporting tools, cleaning and standardizing everything from billing to claims.
Yeah.
And we saw how pushing that perfectly organized data through real-time Kafka streams into the cloud unlocks the true power of advanced analytics. And finally, we tracked how this massive technological shift is fueling a localized IT boom in India, offering fast-tracked premium career paths for anyone willing to master the niche.
And, you know, this entire ecosystem is designed to perfectly centralize and standardize decades of human risk and behavioral data. If we connect this to the bigger picture, this raises an important question.
Yeah.
We know this perfectly clean data is the absolute prerequisite for generative AI. If platforms like Guidewire Data Hub feed this flawless, mathematically precise historical data into increasingly advanced AI models, what happens when those models eventually become capable of predicting our individual life events before they even happen?
Oh, wow.
Right. If an AI knows with near certainty that a specific pipe in your house will burst next Tuesday, or that a specific driver will have a fender bender at a specific intersection at 4 p.m., does risk simply disappear? Or does the very concept of insurance become something entirely new?
If risk becomes a certainty, it isn't a gamble anymore. It's just a subscription to your own inevitable future.
Exactly.
That is a wild thought to leave on. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the invisible data engine of the modern world. Keep exploring, keep questioning how the systems around you are built, and we will catch you next time.